On the 4th of August 2025, the government is carrying out an Economic Strategic Review, or ESR, to look at Singapore's long-term strategies, challenges brought by a new regime of US tariffs, as well as the fraying multilateral trading system. The ESR comprises 5 committees, each co-chaired by 2 political office holders and comprising members from the private sector, academia, and unions. They will look into 5 areas: strengthening Singapore's global competitiveness, leveraging technology and innovation, nurturing entrepreneurship, enhancing human capital, and managing the impact of restructuring. This is a good initiative in my opinion. This is timely in this ever-changing, challenging world we are living in. However, the million-dollar question is, how will this impact property price going forward? Well, if Singapore can pivot, transform, and make the necessary sacrifice, we will emerge even stronger. With a strong economy, influx of talents, and rising wages, confirmed Singapore property will continue to be quiet. What you touch today, in a decade from now, they will all turn into gold. However, if Singaporeans cannot transform fast enough, and we need to constantly look at foreign labors as the cornerstone of our labor market, and if youth unemployment continue to rise, and Singaporeans cannot secure good jobs, not discussing the fact of the impact of the RTS, then I'll be extremely worried for Singapore's long-term survival. This will also imply that asset prices will decline if Singapore fail to remain relevant in an open economy. This is a very important milestone for Singapore's survival, especially so when we have so many office holders in this Economic Strategic Review Committee. The future is challenging yet exciting. This is summed up by what DPM has to say in Mandarin.
目前我们需要应对关税所带来的冲击，但是我们想这个关税的转变使到整个世界经济的环境会带来巨大的巨变。那么在这个巨变的过程当中，我们必须要重新探讨我们的经济策略是不是适合，是不是需要修改。而我们在我们探讨的过程当中呢，我们发现其实我们需要进行一个比较全面性的检讨，那就是为什么我们设立了这个五个委员会，而不是由一两个人来负责，而是由多名部长跟我们的私人企业和我们的工会工友们一起来制定这个比较长远的方向，比较全面的检讨。这样的话，我们考虑的基础会比较周到。